Ran Chat Show going into the weekend. We had such a hot week, but it's going to cool off a little bit this weekend. But if you want to check out some of the new movies in theaters, we go live to Hollywood to talk with Cecily Knobler. You get to see all these movies in advance?
Always. Well, almost always. Sometimes they don't screen them for us because they don't believe in us.
How do you fit in your clothes? You have to eat popcorn every time you see a movie, right?
Yeah. I mean, you really do get, and I love popcorn. That's my thing. And I'll get like a big tub and eat the whole thing. So I don't, you know, I just try not to eat the rest of the week. Is that weird?
Maria, so you're on the popcorn diet.
It's so delicious.
This is Mother's Day weekend, I should say. My mom's two favorite things are popcorn and ice cream. And I got her an ice cream gift card for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's a great gift.
Yep, because she loves ice cream.
That is wonderful. Because who needs flowers that are just going to die? Ice cream just lasts forever.
She's so sad that her
on your hips.
Yeah, exactly.
She's so sad that her little Chad doesn't live with her anymore that, you know, she just cries into her big old tub of ice cream every night. And so I like to provide her some sweetness and try to ease her up a little bit.
That's really beautiful and touching.
And happy Mother's Day this weekend.
Yes, happy Mother's Day. And there's, you know, there's movies out there. I'm just going to tell you what's new this week. And of course, we'll start with Life of the Party.
Okay.
The latest from Melissa McCarthy, written and directed by her husband, who also brought us the movies Tammy and The Boss. So I have a theory about them.
Uh-huh.
I think her husband wants to bankrupt her so that she can be, that she has to be reliant on him, kind of like in Misery. Is that a dark theory?
Yeah, kind of.
You think the movie's bad? Is that what I'm getting?
Well, here's what I'll say that's good. Melissa is such a funny lady. I mean, she's just so funny. And you may say, well, what about Bride? You know, she's made some good movies like Bridesmaids. That was written by Kristen Wiig and not directed by her husband. Mm. So you see my point? You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, sometimes we can't trust them. The movie is about a woman who goes back to college, get it? Because things are just crazy, and her daughter's there, so there's your mother-daughter link. She's got everything goes on. She's got the walk of shame. She does tequila shots. I mean, how many more back-to-school movies can there be? I think for once they should switch it up and have, like, a movie about a baby. Maybe a baby joins, like, an older lady mahjong group or, like, a bridge group or something. Would that be cool?
You know, that's why we have you call every Friday, Cecily.
Ideas is what I'm here for. I love her so much. I really do love Melissa. I think she's brilliant. And I enjoyed some moments, but overall, I'd say at best this is a C minus minus. At worst, it's just an embarrassing chapter in their marriage. Honestly, it's just not. I don't know why they keep doing this.
I don't care what you say. My daughter and I have been looking forward to this movie for months.
I'm glad you put that spin on it, honestly, because I think it is a nice way, a nice mother-daughter movie. It just should be. We deserve better.
What is the line that you got from the trailer that you and your daughter have been repeating? Is it? Can we say it on the radio?
Vagoogle.
Oh, yeah, that is funny.
Let me Vagoogle that.
I did laugh at that whole moment. That's good. Because she's great. I mean, she's great. We know that.
Come for the popcorn, stay for the Vagoogle.
Well, Breaking In, do we care about this?
I don't know what it is.
Thriller starring Gabrielle Union as a mother, again, a mother who has to save her kidnapped kids. When I saw the title, I am not joking, I got excited because I thought it was a breakdancing movie. I really did. I was like, oh, like Electric Boogaloo.
It's been a while since we've seen Turbo and Ozone. What have they been up to?
Oh, I wish that I knew. I wish I'd been right. So, you know, we just don't need this movie. The world is scary enough right now, but maybe it's a baby who has to save the kidnapped kids. What do you think? I'm not going to stop.
I like where you're going with this.
I get that they were trying to make a movie where you can root for the mother, but you could always just go see Tully, or you could just go to brunch, or rent Home Alone, because remember, the bad robbers, they broke in there too.
Oh, yeah.
This film is just, sadly, it's not good enough, even though Gabrielle's just strong and beautiful. So I'd say unless Taken is your favorite movie of all time, and even then, this is not on par. This is a hard skip. I'm going D-. So I know it was a little bit tough. And if you love Melissa McCarthy, you should check it out.
Let me just say, Cecily, because we get messages from our listeners.
Sure.
You are our movie reviewer that tells people never go to the movies.
I know that it seems that way, but I want to save you your hard-earned cash because, believe me, I understand. I just understand, and I just want you to save it because it's $1,000 to go. But, you know, there's still stuff in the theater. I mean, if you haven't seen Avengers, go check that out.
Thank you for calling us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Tell your children, I mean your pets, that we said Happy Mother's Day, okay?
I will.